Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're back, hallelujah. Somebody, just make you laugh. Hallelujah. I'm just real like that. I am touchable. Hallelujah. I want you to write down 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. And also, I want you to write down 2 Kings chapter 5. And then 2 Kings chapter 2. There's some things that I want to bring to your attention. And then we're going to wrap up with some announcements. But first of all, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to talk about what a measure rule. Everybody tell me, I got a mantle, honey. I got a measure rule. Hallelujah. What is a measure rule? I don't know. Okay, now it's time to know. I'm just really going to explain it before we read the scripture. But your measure rule is your measure or your atmosphere or the realm or dimension in which you work inside of the kingdom. Everybody's not on the same assignment. Everybody does not have the same mantle, and everybody definitely does not have the same measure rule. That's why the word says, prophesy according to your proportion or your measure of faith. To every man is given a what? Measure of faith. You can't measure yourself by somebody else's measurements. You're going to come up short. You're going to come up missing. Come up with, St. Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 says this, for we dare not classify or class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, who praise themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. That's why you can't catch a mantle from somebody that is beneath you. You cannot... And I don't mean in age. I mean in authority. I mean in dominion. Because I got many people that are in the ministry, in my ministry, that are way older than me. But it's about authority. It's about what do you have that's going to bring me to the place I need to be. What are you carrying that's going to bring me from step to step to step, glory to glory, faith to faith, strength to strength? All right? Here a little, there a little, you know, oh God. Precept upon precept. It's not wise to measure yourself against yourself even, because God is going to do greater, come on, exceeding abundantly, above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you. So the power that's working in you is doing far above what you can do. I want you to really let that soak in. We quote it so much we don't think about it. We, however, verse 13, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere or measure which God appointed us. A sphere which especially includes you. For we are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you. For it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors. But having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. God's got an assignment just for you. It's not somebody else's. In fact, you're going to do greater. But get in what God got you doing right now. It might not, you can't be where you're headed. So it's okay to wait on the Lord. In order to get that mantle, you got to wait anyway. I want you to go with me. I just want to reference this. You can read this in your reading. But in 2 Kings chapter 5, you remember Elisha healed Naaman, and Naaman washed in the River Jordan, and he was healed of his leprosy. And God told Elisha, don't take nothing for this man's healing. Don't you take nothing. He's healed. Go up on your way. But his servant, who had a job but didn't have the man of God's spirit, or had a position but didn't catch the spirit, or that mantle, went ahead behind the man of God and decided, I'm going to take the money anyway. And I watch that in people that have come and gone, even out of this ministry. They got a money-hungry spirit. You're after money. You're not after God. You're after open doors. You're not after God. You're after opportunities. You're not after God. Because unless the Lord buildeth the house, they that labor build it in vain. God's got to build you. You can't do it by yourself. Because if you go ahead and do it by yourself, you're going to be by yourself. Keep it up. Come on, somebody. He went behind him. And because of that, he took on what the man of God was freed from. See, you can't go behind somebody, oh, God, trying to do what you've seen somebody else do, thinking you got it like them. Because you are going to pick up what that person dropped off. I can guarantee you. Every time I see somebody come behind me or come behind a leader and try to do what they do, but weren't sanctioned to do it, they got worse. Oh, God. Got a story. We was pastors that I knew that went to Africa, and they told a young minister, we're casting out these demons. Don't you touch them. And they thought that they could do it because they was a minister, but their life wasn't all that clean, and they decided because it was children, I can cast the spirit off the children. And that spirit jumped them, and they began to pull handfuls of hair out of their hair. They began to undulate and spin out, just like the people that were being delivered. And the people that got delivered, got delivered. But the people that weren't supposed to lay hands got the demon. Oh, Lord. You don't want the demon, you want the deliverance. And some of you need to just stay put so you can stay in deliverance and maintain your deliverance. Woo, don't pick up nobody else's tongues. Don't pick up nobody else's stuff and you don't know what they're doing because you're going to take on the way warfare and worse. Going to be snuffed out. Going to be in your bed tossing and turning. Can't get no sleep till you let it go. All right? Woo, let me tell you something. Often we call young prophets pits, or I hate that word. But often we call prophets in training PITs or PIT. But PIT doesn't mean so much prophet in training. The Holy Ghost just told me, young prophets, it means your prophets in transition. Your prophets in transition to your next place, to your place of authority. You're coming through incubation and induction, and finally God is going to announce and introduce you. Remember I told you that the anointing, it doesn't just come on you, but it anoints, it clothes, it sanctifies, it sets apart, it justifies, it ordains, and it glorifies you. Okay? 2 Kings chapter 2, these are the levels that you have to go through in order to really receive the spirit of your mentor's mantle. Really, it's the mantle of God. In 2 Kings chapter 2, you find out that, you know, Elijah's about to go on his next assignment, and Elisha is about to catch his. But the first process of receiving a mantle is you got to go from Gilgal to Bethel, from Bethel to Jericho, from Jericho to Jordan. And when he said, wherever you go, I'm not going to leave you. Wherever you go, I'm going to follow you. Elisha said that to Elijah, wherever thou goest, I'm with you. You know, he said, well, I've got to go to Gilgal. He said, I don't care. I'm going with you. And Gilgal was a place where Joshua went, and they had a battle there, and they cut off all the foreskins of the enemy in that battle. And Gilgal means it's the place where your flesh is cut away. That's the first thing that a prophet got to come through. Your flesh got to be cut away. You got to be cut. You got to be cut away from some things, people. He got to erase you from Facebook. He got to erase you from your family. He got to erase you from your friends. And then he recreates you from nothing, from scratch. And then God takes you from scratch, or Gilgal. And then you move to Bethel. And Bethel is not just the house of God, the place where God lives. No, it's not just Bethel. Bethel is the place of struggle. It's the place of neutrality. It's the place of twilight. Oh, Jesus. It's a place of destiny. It's where you're still struggling with yourself. You in Bethel because you're wrestling with God. But if you allow God to break you, he'll give you another name and another assignment. But he only does it in Bethel. What's that cracking? He only does it in Bethel. He only does it in Bethel. Something's breaking in the realm of the spirit. It's when you finally accept your calling. And you walk broken into a new day. Then you move from that place to Jericho. Jericho is the pulling down of a stronghold. And this is where worship becomes your weapon. God's not calling warriors. He's calling worshipers. And worshipers learn how to war with the word. oh God. Because if you don't have the word, you can't worship. And if you can't worship, it means you ain't got relationship. And if you don't have relationship, you're not saved. Oh God. In Jericho is when you learn how to fight. But not in the natural. Not through statuses on Facebook. Not through empty text messages and sucking your teeth and a nasty attitude. You learn obedience through the things that you suffer. You got to go through in Jericho. And after Jericho, you come to the Jordan. When they came, see, Jordan is a place of turbulence. It's a place of transformation. It's a place where you ride the current, where you learn, where the student becomes the teacher. It's where you ride the current of the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, we got to do another clip. Come on back for the last clip. I have some more announcements for you in a minute.